Okay, so picture this. You're trying to settle a legal dispute, but instead of all this stress and the time it takes, it's like super fast and you have way more insight into what's going on.
Sounds amazing, right?
Well, that's what we're diving into today, the whole AI revolution that's happening in dispute resolution right now.
It's pretty mind-blowing.
Yeah, it is. And we've got this article, Dispute Resolution Enhanced, How Arbitrators and Mediators Can Harness Generative AI. So we're going to go through that and kind of...
Give everyone the crash course on what's happening.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what are the specific tools of AI capabilities?
Right. How is this actually changing things on the ground?
Right, because it's not just theory at this point. It's like people are really using these things.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is real-world stuff that's already being applied.
So... Let's jump into it. The article talks a lot about document analysis. Like, it's AI is like this super-powered paralegal or something.
Yeah, that's a good way to think about it because, you know, you think about those mountains of paperwork and legal dramas. Well, generative AI, it's trained on these massive data sets, and it's incredible at processing language so it can analyze text, images, data way faster than any human.
So no more, like, okay, where is that email buried in... you know, 2,000 pages of exhibits.
Exactly. It can find that needle in a haystack in seconds.
That's insane.
But it's not just about finding stuff. It can actually analyze it. So say you've got a case with a bunch of witness statements.
Oh, right.
AI can compare all those statements and flag anything that doesn't match up or seems contradictory, you know, things that you might miss with just the human eye.
Oh, wow. So it's like having a second set of eyes, like way more detailed than a human.
Exactly.
And what about making those timelines for the cases? You know, those are super important, but so tedious to make.
Oh, yeah. And they can be messed up pretty easily when you're doing them manually. But AI can look at all the documents, emails, meeting minutes, whatever, and just generate a visual timeline of all the key dates and events.
So it's like it connects the dots for you.
Exactly. That's a great way to put it. And then, you know, the arbitrator or mediator, they don't have to spend all that time making the timeline. They can actually think strategically about the case.
Right. So it's augmenting their expertise, not replacing them.
Exactly. And, you know, speaking of creating things, these AI platforms like ChatGPT and Claude.
Oh, yeah. We should talk more about those in a bit.
Yeah, we will. But they can actually generate text that sounds like a human wrote it. So it's changing the whole drafting process.
Interesting. So less copy and paste.
Yeah.
More AI doing the work.
Think about, like, you're drafting some procedural order. The AI can automatically put in the names, the case details, all the deadlines, you know?
Wow.
It can even create, like, initial drafts of settlement agreements or arbitration awards if everyone agrees on the terms.
That's wild. And what about all that, like, legalese, the stuff that shows up in every legal document?
Oh, yeah. The boilerplate stuff.
Right. That's so boring.
Well, AI can standardize all that, so you don't have to rewrite it a million times.
And then... you know, it's consistent and there's no errors.
Exactly.
Okay, so this all sounds amazing and kind of scary, but let's talk about the actual AI platforms that are doing this. The article talks about CoCounsel, ChatGPT, and Claude.
Right. Each one has its own strengths.
Yeah.
You know, so understanding that helps legal professionals use the right tool for the job.
Right. So let's start with CoCounsel. What makes that one special?
Okay. So CoCounsel is made by Casetext, and it's built on this huge legal database. So it's got case law, statutes, regulations, all that. And it's really good at legal research. It can even shepherdize cases for you.
Okay. For those of us who aren't lawyers, what does shepherdizing mean?
Oh, right. Yeah. So basically it means checking if a legal precedent is still good. Like, has it been overturned or changed by another court decision?
Gotcha.
And traditionally that was a really long manual process.
I can imagine.
But yeah, so it's like having a digital library that not only finds the information, but analyzes it too.
That's so cool.
Yeah. It can also summarize long documents, compare different legal content, and link you right to the source material.
Wow. Okay. That's a game changer for research.
Definitely.
So then there's ChatGPT. Everyone's talking about that one, even outside of law. What's the big deal?
ChatGPT is made by OpenAI, and it's super versatile. It can create text that sounds human, answer really complex questions, analyze different types of information. It's like the Swiss Army knife of AI platforms.
Oh, so it's more general than CoCounsel, which is focused on research.
That's a good way to think about it. Yeah, it can be used for a ton of tasks. So in addition to, like, drafting documents, it can help you brainstorm arguments, summarize case files, even create presentations.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah, it really is a powerful tool.
So it seems like ChatGPT could be helpful for any lawyer, no matter what they specialize in.
Definitely.
Okay, and then last we have Claude.
Right, Claude is developed by Anthropic, and it's known for being concise and practical.
Okay, so if CoCounsel is like the research expert and ChatGPT is the all-rounder,
yeah.
What's Claude's specialty?
Claude is the summarizer. It takes complex information and boils it down to clear, concise points. It's also really good at comparing different arguments and positions from different documents, which is super helpful in a legal dispute.
Oh, I see. So when you just need the key issues laid out clearly.
Exactly. It cuts through all the clutter and gets to the heart of the matter. It's like having an assistant who can read for hours and tell you the main points in like 5 minutes.
That's awesome. Okay, but before we go too crazy, thinking about all the amazing things these AI platforms can do.
Right.
We have to remember, they're tools, not replacements for actual human experts.
Definitely. Arbitrators and mediators are still in charge. They're using their judgment and experience and ethics to guide the whole process. AI just helps them be more efficient and effective.
Yeah, it's like having someone else do all that grunt work so you can focus on the strategy.
Right, exactly. AI frees up your brain so arbitrators and mediators can focus on the human stuff. You know, the communication and all the subtle things that go on in a negotiation.
Which is something AI can't do right now.
Not yet, at least, but that's why human expertise is so important. It's about using these tools the right way, you know, strategically.
For sure. AI can be a huge help, but it's not going to magically solve every problem.
Right, exactly. We still need humans to make judgments and use their experience, especially because legal disputes can get pretty sensitive.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so the article mentions some pretty wild future possibilities for AI in dispute resolution. Like, what's coming down the pipeline?
Well, one thing that's super interesting is predictive analytics. So, like, imagine you could predict how an arbitrator is going to rule based on all the data and past cases.
Whoa, that would be incredible. It'd be like seeing into the future of the case.
Right. And that could totally change how people approach arbitration, you know?
It's your whole strategy.
Exactly. But it's not just about numbers and outcomes. AI can also analyze emotions, you know?
Really?
Yeah. So, like, imagine AI analyzing people's voices and facial expressions during a mediation to figure out how they're feeling.
Oh, wow. So it's like an AI mediator that can read the room better than a human.
In a way, yeah. It could help mediators see things that humans miss. You know, those little emotional cues that could derail the whole thing.
That's amazing. And it seems like that could lead to better outcomes. You know, more understanding and empathy.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about combining human intuition with AI analysis to make mediation even more effective.
Okay, but let's be real for a second. What are some of the challenges we might run into as AI becomes more common in dispute resolution?
Well, one thing is making sure everyone has access to these tools. You know, it wouldn't be good if only people with tons of money could use AI.
Right. That makes sense. Access and fairness are so important.
Exactly. We want AI to make things more equal, not less.
For sure. Another thing is transparency. Like, if AI is helping make decisions in a legal case.
Right. We need to know how it's doing that.
Yeah. No black boxes.
Yeah.
We have to be able to understand the reasoning behind it.
Exactly. Yeah. That's how you build trust in the system. If people don't get how the AI works, they're not going to trust it.
And, of course, there's the whole data privacy thing. We're talking about confidential information here. So,
right. We need to make sure AI is handling that data responsibly and securely.
So strong security and ethical guidelines.
Exactly. The legal and tech worlds need to team up and figure out the best way to handle AI and data in these situations.
Okay, so it sounds like there's a lot of work to do, both with the technology and with setting up rules for using it responsibly.
Yeah, but I think it's worth it. AI has the potential to really improve things in dispute resolution.
I agree. It's a really exciting time to be working in this field. It feels like we're on the edge of a huge change.
And it's up to us to make sure that change is a good one.
That's a good point. Okay, so for our listener out there who's thinking, this is cool, but I'm not a lawyer, so what does it mean for me?
Well, you know, disputes happen everywhere, not just in courtrooms, right? We all have conflicts in our lives with family, at work, online.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Conflict is a part of life. Figuring out how to deal with it is like a key life skill.
And as AI gets better, it can help us do that better. You know, find common ground and solutions that work for everyone. It's all about giving people the tools to resolve disputes fairly efficiently and without all the stress.
Listen, next time you're having a disagreement, think about AI. It might be able to help more than you realize.
Yeah, maybe it can bring some clarity or understanding or even just a bit of peace.
So we've talked about AI and dispute resolution right now and in the future, but I want to zoom out a little. What does all this tell us about the relationship between humans and technology?
That's a great question. I think it shows how technology can help us be better, you know, overcome our limitations and make a more just world.
Right. Technology isn't good or bad by itself.
It's all about how we use it.
Yeah. It's a tool and we have to use it wisely and ethically.
Exactly. Finding that balance between human judgment and tech innovation. That's the key. Using AI to make things better, to empower people, and to make the world a little more harmonious.
It feels like we're really shifting how we think about dispute resolution.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. We're moving away from like fighting all the time to actually trying to find solutions together.
And AI is a big part of that.
Oh, definitely. It takes care of all the boring stuff. You know, gives us better information, makes it easier to talk to each other. So mediators and arbitrators, they can focus on the human side of things.
So building those relationships and getting people to understand each other.
Exactly. And helping them find solutions that work for everyone.
It's interesting because it's like AI is helping us remember what's important about being human.
Oh, that's a great way to put it. It's like AI is reminding us to be empathetic and to communicate better.
Okay, so we've given our listeners a lot to think about today. But before we wrap up, I want to leave you with one last thing to ponder.
Sounds good. I love a good brain teaser.
So we talked about AI being able to analyze emotions, right? And maybe even predict outcomes. But can AI actually teach us to be more human? Like, can it help us be more empathetic and understanding when we deal with other people?
That's a really deep question. I don't think there's an easy answer to that one.
Yeah, it's something we need to think about more, you know, the ethics of it and what the benefits could be. Because imagine if AI could help us get past all the things that divide us.
That would be pretty amazing.
It'd be like technology helping us to be better people.
Yeah, it would show that technology can do more than just solve problems. It can inspire us, too.
Okay, well, that's about all the time we have for today's deep dive. We've only just scratched the surface of this topic, but hopefully we've given you a sense of how AI is changing the world of dispute resolution.
And this is just the beginning. You know, the future of AI is wide open, full of possibilities and challenges. So stay curious, keep asking questions, and let's see where it all leads.
That's a perfect way to end it. Thanks for joining us on this exploration of AI and dispute resolution. Until next time, keep those brains working and those questions coming.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone.
See you later.